What's up, Video Landers? This is Brad McBoom. Thanks for tuning in for another AV Quickie. And if you like this quickie, give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, leave a comment, and show some love. All right, guys, the Ghostbusters are back. They're back in New York, back in the firehouse. We got a new villain, new gadgets. So what did I think about Frozen Empire? Did Bustin' make me feel good? For the most part, yes. I liked it. It was good. I enjoyed my time in the theater. That's the only thing I can ask of any movie. I will say, it's something that doesn't stick with you long after you watch it. In some ways, it's kind of forgettable. It felt like Dial of Destiny, where I enjoyed going on another adventure with, you know, Dr. Jones. I enjoyed my time in the theater here, but it's not without its flaws. Does that make sense? Like, I didn't hate this movie like a lot of people. It seems like it's the popular movie to trash right now. I think my biggest problem is the choice of director and execution. I remember when they announced Frozen Empire, and they said that Jason Reitman wasn't coming back to direct. He directed Afterlife with his dad, Ivan Reitman. And I thought they did a pretty decent job of getting back to the basics, creating a good launching point for the franchise. You know, the franchise was in a good spot. It was healthy. So then it blew me away when they announced that Gil Keenan, I think that's how you say his name, was going to direct Frozen Empire. I mean, this guy directed Poltergeist 2015, one of the most generic horror movies ever made. Horrible movie, just a bad movie. Why get a guy who couldn't even make a good horror movie to direct Frozen Empire, a horror comedy? This movie needed somebody like a Jason Reitman. Or like an Edgar Wright. Man, I would love to see an Edgar Wright Ghostbusters movie. Ghostbusters needs a creative director. So I was worried about Gil Keenan taking over. And I don't think he executes a lot of the beats. Maybe it's inexperience. I don't know. I think there's a better guy or lady out there for the job. I just wish the studio would have just been a little bit more protective with their franchise. A little bit more selective. So what we got here was a fine movie. Again, I enjoyed my time in the theater, for the most part. Didn't hate this movie. But it's not the Ghostbusters movie it needed to be. We needed a rally point sequel. I wish this had a more experienced director. So, I'm going to get off that. So, let's talk about positives. The things that I liked. Honestly, I liked the story, for the most part. Probably a lot of backhanded compliments tonight, but I believe the story was co-written by Jason Reitman, and the highest praise I can give it is it felt like an episode of The Real Ghostbusters, the cartoon. I thought that was cool. I like the idea of the main villain, for the most part. I'm glad we didn't go back to Gozer or, you know, another giant Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I'm glad this movie had its own villain. You know, I like the idea of a frozen empire, a frozen New York. I liked all the new gadgets. I liked the new ghost traps, drones, proton packs. And connected to that, I love what they did with Winston's character. He's this rich businessman who is bankrolling the future of the Ghostbusters. He's got this little research facility. He's been bankrolling all the new tech. He creates new gear, new gadgets. He studies ghosts. He's got Ghostbuster employees. I absolutely loved all that. I can see the future of the franchise really leaning heavily into this research facility. And in the new research facility, we get introduced to a few new ghosts. One could have been the main villain of this movie, and I would have loved it. It's called The Possessor. It possesses the car. There's a really cool Christine moment. It possesses a garbage bag that I thought was really cool. Reminded me of a Pixar short. It possesses the New York Lion outside the library. So, really love what they're doing here with everything that's connected to the research facility and Winston. I really liked Dan Aykroyd's character. He collects haunted objects. He has this little ghost shop with a podcast, a character from Afterlife. You know, he doesn't have a lot to do, but I thought it was an appropriate role. It makes sense to the story. Let's see. The opening was great. There's a flashback to the early 1900s. We're in a New York building and everyone's frozen to death. Very effective, very creepy. I remember thinking to myself, man, this is what I want from a Ghostbusters movie. This movie's going to be fun. They hooked me early, so I love the opening. Let's see. I think that's most of my positives. A lot of stuff I liked. Let's talk about some negatives. The big negative that sticks out for me is a ghost named Melody. Guys, there's this relationship between Phoebe, played by McKenna Grace, and a female ghost. There's, I don't know, this weird romantic connection that didn't work for me at all. There's this scene where Phoebe leaves her body through this machine at the research center so they can be together and exist as spirits. It's just really weird. I think the character of Melody, big waste of time. I think the time would have been better spent on the main villain. Like, just tweak the plot and just completely remove her. Give us more time with the main villain. Just write it another way where he can enter our dimension some other way without her. It didn't work for me at all. It weighs down this movie. And it sucks because I love McKenna Grace. She is the future of this franchise. If there is a future, this movie's getting beat up pretty bad. I think it's like 40% rotten, 49% rotten. But she's the future of the franchise. She's great, but this side plot sucked. Completely sucked. I thought it was garbage. So get rid of Ghost Girl. Give me more time with Paul Rudd or Finn. Finn Wolfhard has nothing to do here. And like, you know, Winston didn't have anything to do in the first Ghostbusters, so I get it. Some characters are going to get the short end of the stick. But, you know, give Paul Rudd or Finn Wolfhard the Ghost Girl screen time. Give more time to our legacy characters. Same with Patton Oswalt. He's in this movie and he's fine. He's good. But I think you could have given his screen time to Dan Aykroyd. I think Dan Aykroyd could have just absorbed Patton Oswalt's character. And then Kumail Nanjiani is in this. And I like him for the most part. I actually really like him as an actor. And he's okay here. I like that his family history is connected to our big bad villain. But by the end of the movie, they pretty much turn him into like a firebender. Which, I don't know how I feel about that. It didn't ruin the movie for me. It's just kind of weird. Mostly what I'm worried about is if we do get a sequel, is he going to stay on the team as a firebender? Because I don't want that. I just want proton packs and, you know, the Ghostbusters doing normal ghostbusting shit. I don't need firebenders, waterbenders, and, you know, then what? We get metahumans and mutants and, you know, like, where do you draw the line? Let's just keep it simple. So while I didn't absolutely hate him in this movie, he was fine. I don't want him connected to any future sequels. If anything, I wish that he was just connected to ancient ghostbusting. You know, he's down and out, doesn't really have a purpose at the beginning of the movie, and then he finds out about his family heritage, and then he joins the team as a new recruit. No firebending. I think that would have been better than just giving him this weird power at the end of the movie. Let's see, more negatives. I wanted more Frozen Empire. I bet if you really break it down, we only get like 15 minutes of Frozen Empire. You know, towards the end of this movie, everything kind of takes place at the firehouse, which I get it. It's a great location. It's cheap. Just film there. But I wanted to see more of the Frozen New York, the Frozen Empire. You know, I wanted to live in this Frozen Empire for just a little bit longer than what we got. And I wanted more of the main villain. You know, the end battle is a bunch of hoopla about nothing. It just kind of comes and goes so quickly. So much time wasted on Ghost Girl that our main villain, even though connected to her, kind of takes a backseat in the movie. And something else. This goes back to execution. I don't think this movie was creepy enough. Like, there were some legitimately creepy moments in the original Ghostbusters. This kind of felt like an MCU movie. Like they used an MCU template for this. And that's not bad. Like, I like my share of MCU movies, but I think we miss out on that creepy, eerie, horror comedy tone of the first movie. And then some of the ghost designs in this, like, there's one that they're chasing in broad daylight. It looks like some kind of flying dragon ghost. I've only seen this once, so don't know exactly what it's supposed to be. But it just looks stupid. Just very generic. Again, original Ghostbusters had some very eerie designs. Some creative designs. So guys, I think that's most of my negatives. And again, I didn't hate this movie. I enjoyed my time in the theater. It's better than the Melissa McCarthy Ghostbuster bullshit. I don't think it's as bad as everyone is saying it is. Right now, it's considered rotten on Rotten Tomatoes. In a fresh or rotten world, I'm going to say fresh. I think there's some really good ideas here that I would love to see in a Ghostbusters 5. So while I didn't love this, I am still interested in following these characters. So all right, guys, that's all I got for now. Those are my positives and my negatives. What did you think? Did you like Frozen Empire? Anyway, let me know what you think in the comments on Facebook. Until next time, my good people. Peace out.